Hello and welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to talk about a tune we love called But Beautiful, a 1940s tune. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. But Beautiful was written by Jimmy Van Heusen, a very prolific songwriter from that period, with lyrics by Johnny Burke. And it was written for the movie Road to Rio, which was a vehicle for Bing Crosby. I think they made a few different... It was like almost like a series of films, wasn't it? I think they made... and he sings it in that to Dorothy L'Amour. And you can actually see it on YouTube if you want to see Bing serenading Dorothy L'Amour with But Beautiful, the first performance of it on film. But it, again, a bit like Stella by Starlight, it very quickly became kind of accepted into the jazz repertoire, really.
Well, we talked about the book based on that title,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yes, we did. Jeff Dyer.
Jeff Dyer.
That's right. And it's one of my favourite jazz ballads. I just think it's a beautiful tune. It's again, a bit like Stella by Starlight. It's slightly unusual structure in that it's sort of ABAC, I guess. It has kind of... the A section repeats, but then the last section is slightly different.
The 2/16 is a fairly standard thing, but it's slightly less normal, isn't it?
Yeah,
it doesn't do exactly the same resolutions.
No. I just really like the song. I'm a bit of a sucker for songs where the melody and the lyrics kind of help to put across the meaning of the song, you know. So, at the beginning where you have those... At the beginning you have these kind of paired phrases, love is funny, but it's sad, it's quiet, or it's mad. And that's kind of reflected in the melodies, kind of these question and answer phrases, you know, in the tune. And I also like the fact, and this is something I think a lot of singers kind of get wrong with this song. It's kind of quite ruminative in a way. It's like somebody singing to themselves. And in fact, you know, during the song, the singer actually says a couple of times, I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'm thinking. So it's like, it's like the singer's kind of reflecting on, you know, what is love and or whatever. But I think sometimes singers miss that in a way and kind of sing it as this big declamatory sort of, but it isn't. For me it isn't. And in fact, when you see him sing it, it's very simple the way he sings it in the original film, just singing it to her. Which sort of, I guess, takes us onto different versions of it. Sinatra recorded it in 1947. Bill Evans recorded it a few times. I think Bill Evans really liked this song.
It is a tune that he played a lot.
Yeah, he recorded it with Stan Getz, but also he recorded it with Tony Bennett on, you know, the duo albums that he did.
And that actually is a very... That reading is the one you're after, I think. Tony Bennett doesn't sing it declamatory.
No. Probably my favourite version, having had a listen to some... There's a version by Nancy Wilson on an album called But Beautiful, but I think it's slightly later, late 60s or maybe early 70s, with the Hank Jones Quartet.
Yeah.
And she just nails it absolutely. She gets the kind of the slightly intimate side of it, but also, I mean, just sings the hell out of it. You know, she's such an incredible singer.
Is that one of her jazz albums then?
Yeah.
You would say, I must listen to that.
Yeah, it's the Hank Jones Quartet. And it's really good. The whole album is great, but she absolutely...
Well, after that period, she did do quite a lot of more poppy...
Soul-y kind of...
Soul-y
poppy stuff. This is a straight-ahead jazz album, basically, that she did.
Yeah.
And there have been recent versions. Samara Joy, there's a really nice version with her, and, you know, Pasquale Grasso, the guitarist. Yeah. So it's one that just keeps... I guess it's a kind of evergreen, really. It's always popular and always gets recorded.
So we've been experimenting. We're not allowed to. Well, we would have to pay for rights to have the actual song in our podcast. But underneath, you've been hearing the chord sequence of But Beautiful, which I will make the voicings available for anyone who's interested. It's in the normal key of G. Anyway, we've run out of time once again. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.